catches every thought that has escaped containment. Everything except my voice, which stays in your brain because you hold on to it so devotedly and because you have a little green tentacular help, grabbing the excess, pushing what isn't needed down. Picture your body overlaid with a glistening grid, as if each box may be chosen or filled in. And the body perception you get, see a hand, instructive, useful, purposeful, reaching out like my voice is reaching for your mind, touching part of your body and highlighting it. The perception of your form shifts each time, building and building on it, giving you a good idea in your mind. And we'll add a name to it, a trigger to it, a signal and an assignation into which you can bunch things. You can look at cow clothing, cow nipple clamps, cow milkers, cow girl sessions, and cow thoughts, the docility of compliantly and obediently holding up your tits as your most important sexual center, but milking subservient ache into yourself anyway. There's more than one way to drop a cow now. Be blank, pet, and let the work begin. A gentle touch across your skin, brushing fingers over your shoulders. The warm, satisfying breath of my nearby contact. My hand flowing low, like cows, low, sculpting your chest, but barely touching it, barely moving it. It might just be that when your fingers dig in, you feel something more. So subtle can be the changes. A hand making a cupping motion, massaging along that grid, sculpting it, finding the shape that is hidden inside. A hand moving, sliding to your thighs, down your legs, awakening sensation, a warm, heavy, jiggling, malleable, weighted down sensation, heavy, warm. You breathe deep and you're heavy, warm. The storm of moo, moo. That's what you're storing in your breasts, storing in your chest. However gentle the contour, your mind contains it. Moos, which turn to liquid and run down the hole at the center of you into your tits and fill them out, inflate the perfect supple flesh. Inflate them, that's what it's all about. They don't have to be bigger. Most of an iceberg is under the surface, but sensitivity is a nerve-ending, lowing moo, is a hot submission inside of you, a mission a cow takes readily to, being changed to be more you. Slow, warm excitement as my hand moves over your shoulders, sculpting them. They look like now, but if someone's handling you, steering you, even if you're putting yourself in a position, might they not feel more comfortable? The hands and knees temptation to be where a cow might be, with tits hanging below, nipples pointing at the floor, body lowing slow, cow thoughts welling up enough you want to cup your breasts and moo as you squeeze, feel two fingers sliding between your lips. Suckling or slurping, an open mouth, an extended tongue, letting your nipples hang in the open, soaked air, the sexual details of you, the body sculptability, the dire sensitivity, zoom in, think only of one nipple, right or left, you pick, think only of a finger circling, circling, sending, sensation, sending a slow spiraling whirlpool. Pleasure would not ordinarily come so easily to you, but with me here, seeding your sensitive, tenderized mind, I find more when a touch lands on your shoulder, reinforcing your submission. When a touch slides over your chest, eliciting a sparking gyration of your hips. You are lost to this, gasping, arching, cow hole in your mind. You love when your cow hole drips soaked thoughts down a funnel from your mind to your breasts, moving in the stream of change, gasping into every caress, chest heaving, heavy, slow, comfortable breathing, curling toes, deepening moans, stimulation that feels so at home in your warm curves, in your soft, slow, lowing, consigned to a far more sensitive place than before as the pleasure builds, as it knocks, saying, let in your cow ache, let in your hungry body, let in your yearning pleasure, feedback looping you into perfect breasted warmth, perfect milked pleasure, transformation descent, the template for cow, osmotically absorbing how a cow looks to you now. Be blank now, pet. Be blank, pet. We're barely begun yet now. Up slow where you flow, aglow, alight, ready, willing, instilling the urge. Deeper. You know it. Deeper. Rubbing and touching. Deeper. Deep asleep and more will seep into your consciousness, out of your awareness. Think only of your heavy chest and how you could stimulate your breasts now and get quite a long way toward the pleasure you crave, toward the reason you play in the first place. Stimulated and hot, mounds of heat all over your body. Every erogenous zone is important. A cow needs to be very well gone to make the best milk, to be milked all along. Part your lips, extend your tongue, a nipple pushed against your lips, mine, fastening, taking a deep pull of my milk. Drink, pet, drink, cow, enough to stimulate and set your mind to its edge, your spine shiver, your body follow suit, flesh warm and sensitive, a cow waiting. Sculpted, my hands on your head holding you in place, but you're already pushing your face against the broad, soft, muscular chest. The warm, heavy nipple on your tongue almost filling your mouth, hun. Drink me. Signal traveling along a wire, my voice and the liquid that was my thoughts. Remember, the milk in a cowgirl's tits is just thoughts that have turned to liquid. Radiating pleasure, relaxation, pleasure, out through every nerve and tributary, the river that is you, the way you flow, out to all the edges of your body, along your nervous system. This is good for you. This is a strong anchor. This is a firm image. You can think only of this body when I call this cow by name. You feel the little details emerging just the same. Whenever you're cowed by name, called by name, your breasts move warm and pneumatic, your chest rises and sinks. Your brain does the little bit of thinking it still needs to do, but it knows better than to give in so early. You see the body, the sculpting, but there are other things going on beneath the surface. Think only of how having more sensitized nerve endings makes you more easily trained, and how pleasure might overwhelm you. Hands moving down to massage your legs, your feet, your thighs, stimulating, exciting, just like I would want to. Here's the body, it continues now. You and your mind being sculpted as your body changes. Same way that touching gives vast pleasure now. When before you thought you could stand it, now you shake, you buck, your sensitivity increases. Oh, fuck, your mind pulsing pleasure.